Okay, well, we're back at it here with the Ravens, and as usual, they look pretty good. Real good on defense, pretty much lead the league in just about every category. They're really solid across the board. Good balanced attack on offense. Ran the ball real well last week against Denver. Threw it when they had to. Made some big plays to win the game against Pittsburgh in their 2-minute drive. So they've really been a good solid team. Always good in the kicking game, and big test for us. Hopefully we can be a little more competitive against them than we were last year in the playoffs. So a little bit extra time to prepare, which is good because we'll need it against these guys. They're a real good football team. Well coached, tough. So they're strong.
Bill, over the off weekend, how much do you get a chance to watch other football around the league?
Well, this particular weekend, I really didn't do much of that. So try to catch up on some stuff with the family and kids, watch them play.
I'm curious what are your impressions of the first five weeks of the NFL season, if anything stands out to you?
I'd say, like usual in the NFL, pretty much anything can happen any week. Teams that you might expect to win don't win, teams that you might not expect to win and win big. A lot of real close competitive games come down to the last possession, the last play, or one key play right at the end of the game. So it looks very, very competitive to me all the way across the board.
So you guys and your players will always, sort of clear your heads from things that happened in the past, obviously. This Ravens loss seems to be brought up maybe more than really any other. How much has that stayed with you, just the way it all transpired, them scoring on the first play and kind of running away with it?
I think any time your season ends, you remember that game, whether it's the Giants game, the Indianapolis game, Baltimore game.
Was it just something about the way it happened that has allowed it to have your players kind of used that throughout the off season, kind of going forward, do you think?
No, I wouldn't say not any different than the other games I mentioned. The Denver game. I mean, in all those games, they kind of their last one. Those are the ones you kind of remember. But I think we moved on from all those, but now we have a chance to, play that team again. So it's a new matchup, it's a new game, but it'll be, certainly hopefully we can learn from some of the things that happened in that game.
Bill, I'm guessing that when Kevin Falk came out of the lineup, you made alterations with Randy Moss not here. You're probably not going to give away the game plan, but how much time do you spend altering what you guys would do with a vertical receiver like him as opposed to what you won't do without him?
Go through the same process we go through every week, which is look at the team that we're playing and look at what our options are and try to come up with the best game plan that we can against them. So I don't think it's any different. We have guys that go in and out of the lineup from week to week based on injuries or, whatever the circumstances are. It's not that unusual to, game plan with a player one week and then without him the next week and then, with him the following week or whatever. So I think we'll be still using the same playbook.
Bill, do you anticipate Fred Taylor getting back on the field this week?
We'll see how it goes. He's definitely doing better. So we'll see what happens tomorrow when we go out there, go through the, get everybody loosened up, come in, have treatment today, get everybody loosened up, ready to go out there tomorrow and see how much, each of the players can do. So we'll just take it day by day.
Bill, on the CBS pregame show yesterday, Charlie Casserly said that Tom Brady and Randy Moss had an altercation that preceded the trade. I'm curious if you could confirm that report.
That's news to me.
So the the Ravens offense obviously didn't start maybe on their highest note ever against the Jets. But have you seen them evolve kind of throughout the season? Is there any particular thing you see when you're trying to figure out why Flacco has success in the games he does?
Well, I think they're a pretty well balanced offense. They've shown through the course of this season that they can run it and they can throw it. And you've got to defend. You know, they got a good group of receivers. They got good tight ends. They got good backs, and they got a good quarterback. They got a good offensive line, experienced offensive line. So they give you a lot to get ready for. Sometimes teams take away one thing, and they can hurt them with something else, and that's the mark of a good team and a good offensive team.
Bill, you didn't just one final thing on the Cashley report. You didn't ask Tom to see whether it happened or not. You mentioned that it was news to you.
Right, that's my answer. It's news to me.
So how has Bolden changed at all, what the Ravens are doing offensively?
You know, they move him around quite a bit. He plays some in the slot, but not always. They also use TJ in there. He's made some big plays down the field for him. Big guy, strong runner with the ball in his hands, but can, you know, go up and get the ball, go up and take it away from the defender. And, you know, he had, three of those against Cleveland where he just kind of went up and got the ball. Big, strong kid. So he's definitely made some plays for him. Gotten a lot of balls, but also been productive. And a guy that, you know, teams are kind of keying on, which that helps everybody else. It helps, you know, Mason and Heap and then TJ and Rice. And then when you start gearing up for them, then that helps, you know, that helps Bolden. And so they've got a lot of good weapons on offense. And, you know, Coach Cameron does a good job of moving around, making you defend all of them and getting all of them involved. And wherever you're a little light, then that's a guy they'll go to.
So, kind of a random thing, but you guys were in shells. If I remember correctly, for a lot of the time before the Dolphins game and then through the bye week, was any of that to, I don't know, make sure guys are rested for a team as physical as the Ravens, or was that just sort of how you decided to do it?
I think it had more to do with those weeks and just, I think each week you kind of look at your team, your needs for the team that you're playing, and figure out what the priorities are for practice, individual periods, team periods, practice inside, practice outside, practice with noise, all those different factors. And as you map out your practice schedule, you try to, at least what I try to do, is do what I feel like is best for the football team to prepare for that particular game that week. And that's really all it's based on is, you know, that individual game. And then the following week you start all over again and maybe do it the same, maybe do it differently. But it's, again, to me, based on what's the best way to prepare for that particular opponent that week.
Take a couple final questions.
Bill, curious your thoughts on the pass protection that you've seen from your team through the first four games. How would you assess the overall pass protection?
I think it's been, for the most part, it's been okay, but as usual, pass protection is a function of everything you do offensively. And the more you can run the ball, the more balanced you are, the more you're ahead and can dictate the terms that you want to throw on, the harder it is for teams to rush the passer and scheme up pass rushes. So I think the best thing for the passing game is the running game. Best thing for the running game is the passing game. The more balanced we can be, and the more we can, you know, not just let the defense think about defending one thing, but make them defend a lot of different things, then probably the better off we're going to be able to move the ball and attack the defense.
Take a final question.
Bill, what has surprised you, if anything, with what you've seen from Danny Woodhead in short time? Obviously, team saw something it liked to sign him. Has anything stood out to you as you've had a chance to work with him more closely?
I would just say how quickly he's picked things up. He's really learned quickly in terms of all the different things we've asked him to do, different pass routes, route adjustments, pass protections, formations, the running plays, the ball handling, all that stuff. It's for a running back, you know, those guys are pretty much in the middle of every play. They're doing something that's important to the play, and he's done a good job of learning all those things and working extra to not only know his assignment but also execute it well. So I think that's probably the biggest thing. Skill-wise, he looks pretty much like the player that we sign as far as his speed and his quickness and his hands and things like that. But he's certainly learned the system quickly, and he's helped us not only on offense but in the kicking game. And when you just throw all that on one guy in a short period of time, it's, you know, it's great, really, that he's been able to pick up everything as quickly as he has and contribute as much as he has the last few weeks. So hopefully that'll get better. I know this is a good week. This past week was a good week for him to review and kind of get caught up, go back over some of the fundamental things maybe that get skimmed over when you're trying to get ready for a game plan, the terminology and some little things. But you know, he's done a real good job of coming in here and adapting to all the different responsibilities we've given him.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.